So welcome everyone again to the call. I'm going to introduce now Dave Sandoval, the founder of Purium Health Products, on the Meet the Owners call tonight. Dave and the Doctors, featuring MMA fighters, the Doctors of Destruction. Dave, I'm handing it back over to you.
Well, good evening, everybody. Can you hear me, Jeff? Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, great. So I'm going to need to check that once in a while, so you stand by, because we've been having some problems with the phone line. So it looks like we have got hundreds and hundreds of people who have successfully made it on the call. Looks like we're a couple hundred people short of our usual attendance. I hope that's not because of my mistake of putting an old call-in number out on the line. It was stuck in my memory when I typed my Facebook post today. But again, I want to remind you that you're listening to Dave and the Doctors. This is part of the Wednesday night Meet the Owners call. And this is an important time that we spend together, because as the owner of the company, each and every week, I like the fact that I get to give you an insight into why I do what I do. And every week we're going to focus on a different type of doctor. We're going to have oncologists like we did last week. And we're going to have next week, we're going to have a scientist, a doctor not of medicine but of science. And he's going to explain why our rice bran solubles are so unique. Now, this is scientific information that you haven't heard from me before. If you read deep into the literature, I've written about it, but I haven't focused on it when I talk about rice bran. You're going to find out why and how rice bran solubles is a food, a superfood that has a substance in it, a phytochemistry that can actually pump your muscles up in an extraordinary way. That's right. It has the ability to almost have a steroidal effect, but in a very healthy way. It helps your muscles transport more blood, more oxygen, more energy. And it just has this tremendous sort of ballooning effect on your muscles. And for bodybuilders, weightlifters, people who like to look good in their bathing suit or bikini, this is something that is really it's really great to understand the chemistry of rice bran soluble. So next week, we're going to have a special guest. I'm going to not announce his name until 1 week from yesterday. So you're going to get to know that with our announcement of the Dave and the Doctors. But brilliant man, and you're going to learn a lot from him. I hope you all enjoyed last week's call with Dr. Doug Cuba, a board-certified oncologist who gave us insights into that terrible, terrible condition that afflicts so many. And putting it on the table, looking at it directly in the eye, speaking honestly about something that we're afraid of, something that we fear, is very important to face our fears. And this is something we encourage you to do, because when you face your fears, you realize that they're much smaller than they looked when you were cowering from them. When you stand up to them, suddenly they look much smaller. And so we're going to teach you one thing, that we're not doctors, that at Purium we don't play doctors. Hear amazing things. The foods that we teach people lose weight, well, excess weight is the number one risk factor for disease. So we are fighting disease simply by helping people to get rid of excess weight and excess fat. So what we want to learn, though, is how to support a healthy body, create a healthy body that makes doctors unnecessary. So I have doctors here to speak about diabetes and cancer and emphysema and heart disease, which I will. You must understand that they are going to be here to help us teach how to never need them and how to make intelligent decisions once you do. Because that's what we're all about at Purium. Honesty, integrity, facing that which other people aren't willing to. And that's why we're making healthy cool. because it's cool to be the right weight. It's cool to have energy. It's cool to feel like you're empowered and in control of your life. Those are very cool things. So when we say making healthy cool, that's not an ad slogan. We're just reporting the facts. And so right now, one of the facts I need to report is traffic in LA is brutal. And our fight doctors are still about 5 to 10 minutes away. And so I want to let you know that we have a document on the back office. It's called Awesome Products for Athletes. And it hasn't been updated in far too long, and I plan on updating it soon. But if you go there, you're going to find the list of products that these athletes are here to learn about. You see, these fighters are here tonight not to be featured on this call. That's a coincidence. They're here to go to school with me to learn why they are using these products, how these products work, and what they could expect to feel from them. And we'll explain to them all of that. We'll explain to you all of that. So the products that we're going to cover tonight are the products that make fighter to learn to be a fighter in our own way. We need to create a formidable force within our body. So when we talk about a product like Revive It All, and you say, well, when Revive It All was on the formula, was inspired by and Reader's Digest, the cover of Reader's Digest talked about the formula that Revive It All is based on. It said the end to aging has been discovered. The end to aging of the brain. Alzheimer's, people that are aging, they really should be interested in Revive It All. But what we didn't know is why should a fighter and why should an athlete be interested in recharging their adrenal gland? And why should an athlete care about whether their body is alkaline? Why should a, you see, we are giving fighters advantages that no other sports nutrition products ever even thought of doing. And you look at simple things like tart cherry and the highly anti-inflammatory ability of that food. Then you have to understand that we have sort of broken through the limitations and the restrictions that most sports nutrition products fall prey to, or they don't know how to break outside of. And that's what all they care about is how much muscle can I put on your body. That's a really poor barometer of what a quality product is. If you're putting muscle on the body while you're congesting the kidneys and making the heart suffer, then that's not very smart. But if you're putting muscle on the body while you're straining heart, cleansing your kidneys, now that's brilliant week after week and year after year. And that is accumulated stress on the body. So I'm going to take one moment to see the progress of our fighters. They should be here any moment, and I'm going to talk to them and talk to you. They're going to ask questions of me, and you will hear the answers as well about exactly what these products could do for them. But I'm going to get a jump start because I just got a report. Hold on 1 second. Okay, great. I heard that they are on the street that leads here, so they'll be here any moment. And when they get here, I'm going to very quickly introduce them to you and sort of lay the format out for them. And I just checked, and we're getting closer to our normal levels. It looks like many of our callers have found our way here. I want to apologize and for having put the wrong number out on Facebook and remind you that you're listening to the Meet the Owners call. And I loved having Dr. Luca on. He was talking about how MAP is so amazing the protein, the way it's synthesized, it helping stimulate cell growth, proper cell growth, not just in muscle, but in all tissue. And so we see that a product that has been used for muscle wasting in hospitals, for people who are paralyzed, for people who are in a coma, suddenly finds its way to be a very important product for athletes. And then we see another product, you know, that was designed to just be nourishment, you know, for relief in the United Nations efforts. And then we realize that this was the food of gladiators. And we start feeding it to athletes, and activated barley becomes a superstar among modern day athletes as well. So it's amazing how so many of these foods, like Revive It All, even Be Energetic. Be Energetic was created so that people could recharge their adrenal glands when they were diagnosed with a condition like cancer. Because when you hear you have cancer, when you are under a tremendous amount of stress in your life, then your adrenal glands get drained because they're fight or flight, and you're running from the disease. So you're fighting, running from the disease, and you're trying to fight the disease. So the fight and flight adrenal glands are being drained. And then when you actually have the opportunity to fight cancer, you can't, because your adrenal glands won't give you the energy to do so. So a product that was originally created by Dr. Bernard Jensen to help me help people who needed to recharge their adrenal glands, all of a sudden is used by athletes who desperately need to recharge their adrenal glands. And so all of these products that I'm recommending to the athletes, the activated barley, the slowest burning carbohydrate ever studied by science. Let's see, who needs slow burning carbohydrates? Oh gosh, athletes. This product was used by gladiators to fuel their ability to fight in the circus. And it wasn't the type of circus you're thinking about, unless you're thinking about the lions. So the circus is where gladiators fought. And so these foods, these ancient foods, these modern foods, all have come together, have been crafted together into what I believe is the most comprehensive and the most effective group of products for athletic performance ever studied, ever used, ever comprised together in a single place. Even for those of you who don't know about our product called Joint Flex. Joint Flex is built upon the knowledge that our joint tissue could actually regenerate itself, much the way your liver can. As long as there's a small part of your liver left, your entire liver could grow back. You know, the same is true of the worn out cartilage in your knees. As long as there's a small amount of cartilage left, that it can begin to regenerate and regrow. Very few people know that. Very few people have studied the ingredients that could make that possible. I have, and I know what they are, and they're the ingredients in Joint Flex. And so when you look at this product that I originally created for the elderly who are in walkers, who had hip replacements and knee replacements and were worn out. The product originally created for the elderly is now coveted and revered by athletes, weekend warriors and professional athletes alike. And of course, one of our products has now actually been banned. That's right, it's been banned by many major sports leagues because it has velvet antler in it. And velvet antler allows the body to unlock, that's right, to unlock its own testosterone to help your body. It's very good for your body. But because athletes have abused it to get an unfair advantage, if you get an unfair advantage then that substance is banned. If you had an incredible pair of shoes that had not been approved by the track league and that pair of shoes gave you an unfair advantage, even if they were safe, even if they were, you know, healthy, it would still be an unfair advantage, and that's the case of the Supermale formula. It's amazing. As long as you're not being tested because you're a professional athlete who is in the ring, then, hello guys. Good to see you. So unless you're a professional athlete who's actually fighting in the ring, then you really don't have that perspective of knowing, wow, I'm going to get that 1% advantage, that 2% advantage. So give me one moment. We have one of our fighters has arrived, and I'm going to take one moment to introduce them. So hold on, and I'll get him lined up. Okay, everybody, I want you to give a warm Purium welcome. I'm going to unlock the phones for one moment. And this is for our fighter, Lou Pauly. He is in training with, of course, Antonio McKee, who is a longtime Purium advocate. He has sort of his own dojo. He trains a lot of fighters, helps them to get on to not only new techniques in fighting, but also new techniques in nutrition. And so, again, without further ado, we got Lou Pauly. Many of you remember him from the ONE convention. I'm going to unlock the phones, give a warm cheer, and welcome to Lou.
Hey, Lou! Hey, Lou! Welcome,
Mom.
That's the way we do it. Okay, so what's going to happen here, like I said, is we're sort of waiting for a couple of the other fighters to show up, so we're going to ask you guys to accept some bonus time tonight. For those of you who can, we're going to ask you to stay a little bit longer, and give me one moment. Okay, we're fine, man. So here we are. And Lou, again, I want you to remind us you're fighting 205 up to what, 220, you said?
205 to 265.
205 to 265. Now, where do you fall in that range, if I could ask?
I walk around about 240, and then I diet really hard to 205. And then if I'm fighting a heavyweight fight, I just stay around that, but just get really... just work on stamina, pushing the pace, moving big guys around, those types of things.
So I'm going to check with our moderator. Jeff, are you hearing us okay?
Yes, we hear everything perfectly.
Awesome. Now, I'm standing next to this gentleman, and I'm telling you, he has an intimidating presence. That's sort of an understatement. I used to play football at 205. There's no way you're sitting in front of me at 205 right now, right?
No. I'm not even close to 205 right now. But I make 205, I get all the way down, I depleted a diet for about 12 weeks, train like 2 to 3 times a day, 5 days a week, 1 to 2 times on Saturday, Sundays off, depending on where I'm at. And then I just eat as clean as I can, drink like 2 gallons of water a day, sometimes 3, and then just work off the pounds and get down to 205 and then replenish for a day and then go compete.
So now I got to ask a question. Everybody's asking, a guy, so if you're fighting guys who are up to 245 pounds, right? So, and so you just need to make sure that you weigh at least 205, but no less than 245?
No, 205, period. Like, you can't be over.
Oh, now I understand. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think all the fight fans are laughing at me because I should have known that. Okay. So how much do you try to lose? So you could be 204 and a half, and it's okay. Okay, so now how much do you try to lose coming into that?
Usually the week of, I try and stay like 14 pounds over. So like I try and come in maybe, if I weigh in on Friday, I try and come in Monday at 220.
Okay, so just for the quick math, is he's trying to lose 7% of his body weight in a week. And of course, we all know a real safe way to do that, I think, is using superfoods. And so I want to ask you, when you were up on stage, you said you had used a couple of our products at that time. What Purium products have you used, and how have you felt about them?
I've used the Love Protein, the Power Shake, the Bitter Cherry, the Super Male Formula, the Aminos, and also, what's the other one?
Revive It All,
yeah.
How many times do we sit there and we go, oh, and what was the one we can't remember, and it turns out to be Revive It All? I know we've all done it, but it's almost ironic. So if you don't mind, we're just sharing information with our audience about why some of these products work. So do you mind if we go through a little bit of the classroom together? Okay, one of the products you didn't mention is called Be Energetic, okay? Now, Be Energetic was, I was sitting at literally at the bedside of one of the most brilliant healers of our time, Dr. Bernard Jensen. He was told he was going to die in his 50s, and he went on to live into his 90s. And he embraced naturopathic living, and he embraced it so much he became one of the greatest teachers of naturopathic living. He invented something called iridology, which allows you to look at somebody's iris of their eye and tell you everything that's going on in their body. A brilliant man, and I was blessed that he took me under his arm the 2 years as he was dying, and he fed me knowledge that he had accumulated over his nearly 100 years of living. And one of those pieces of knowledge, he told me that when someone's dying of cancer and they come to me and they ask me for my help, I used to tell them, okay, you have all these greens, you know, chlorella and spirulina, and have all these, you know, other clean living foods and enemas and all this other stuff. And he'd say, none of that stuff is going to work, Dave. And I'd say, but why? All the great teachers told me that it would help. And he said, no, because if their adrenal glands are burnt out, then their body doesn't have any adrenal energy to help them get the big fight, to push them into the realm of being healthy again. He said, so first recharge their adrenal glands and then give them the power to fight. Now, I never give advice about cancer anymore. This was many, many years ago. But Dr. Jensen told me that if you're not willing to recharge somebody's adrenal glands, none of the other advice matters. So I'm going to tell you the same thing about sports nutrition. Right now, I could tell the training regimen you just gave me, right? That's pretty intense, because you're not talking about a 15 to 45-minute workout, are you?
No, like, that's probably my light workout, my third one. My first one is from 10 o'clock to 12, and then usually the second one will be about an hour and a half, and the third one's about an hour.
Think about that, you guys. Imagine the massive amount of energy, of calories, of phytochemicals that his body's requiring. And so, but the stress that's coming from his body every single day, not to mention, my guess is that you're always worried about when your next fight is going to be, who your opponent is going to be, whether or not they're going to pay you what you're worth. There's a lot of stress in this game, isn't there?
Yeah, it's too much sometimes. Like, your cortisol levels get real high around the time you're cutting weight because you're not eating as much food. Your body's like, I need more. But you still have 3 workouts, so you're not eating near the amount of calories you need. So things like stress and your cortisol goes up, you start holding water. Yeah, it's hard to sleep. That's my biggest thing. Like, 2 weeks out, I can't sleep. I sleep maybe 2 hours at a time, and then I got a nap during the day, but I can't sleep, and I'm always hot, and then it's like I'm going through menopause. Call it menopause.
Okay, so everybody listening here going, we got the answers to this, don't we? I mean, we have the answers. So I want you to start with Be Energetic. We're going to get you some immediately, okay? We're going to start you with Be Energetic and get those adrenals recharged, and we're going to get on the tart cherry. So in 5 hours a night, you're going to feel like you slept 10 hours. It's amazing. So you're using the tart cherry. Fantastic.
the tart cherry has been helping a lot. For one, I don't get as sick as I was before. Because sometimes we train so hard, by like Thursday, I start getting the sniffles and hard to sleep, and I'm super achy. But that, I've been using that, and I could tell, like, it's been helping me fight off some, like, simple colds and sicknesses. I've been sleeping a little better. It's a little easier to relax. Like, I take it at night. But since I'm a bigger, I take a dose and a half. That's, like, one of my favorites, because sleep is so important for us, because that's when you recover. That's when you repair. And so many people neglect that aspect. They do all the other things, like they train, work out, eat right, but they sleep 2 hours a night, 3 hours a night. But I love the tart cherry. That's one of my favorites.
There we go. So now those two products are going to drop your cortisol levels when used in tandem. They're going to drop your cortisol levels significantly. You know what's bad about cortisol levels? For women, they make you gain weight around your waist. For men, they make you lose your hair and make your testicles shrink. So, you know, so we want to reverse that. You know what I mean? So the bottom line is that's where we want you to start. Now we're right at the point. And, now everybody, you know that this is the point where it's 6:30 and this is when I'm excusing everybody who needs to go. But David, the doctors, has a tradition. We've got a lot to learn here. We always push these out to an hour. So for those of you who are willing to stay with us, I want to invite you to do so. And, I'm just going to take 1 minute, one pause, and then we're going to be right back. So those of you who have to go away, I understand that. For those of you who are willing to stay, we're going to keep pushing through this because there's some really interesting information, especially for you athletes, that you're going to want to hear. So hold on just one moment. Okay, it looks like some more of our special guests have arrived. We're very happy to hear that. All right. So how are you doing, my friend? Good, good. So remind us of your name?
David Gomez.
David Gomez. Okay, we got a couple of our favorite MMA, UFC fighters over here, and we're talking nutrition. We're talking sports nutrition. And I see that we still have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line. That's good. I'm glad you decided to stick with us, to stick around with us. And right now, we're just talking, David, about how recharging the adrenal gland is vitally important, and a product called Be Energetic is going to help you get that. Now, I want to talk to you guys about adrenal energy, okay? You guys from the hood at all? You know what it's like in the hood? You get some guy on PCP and 10 cops can't hold him down. Do you know why the 10 cops can't hold one guy down on PCP? Because they have what's called an adrenal drain. Their entire adrenal glands open up, and all their adrenal energy comes out at once, and they are stronger than 10 men. Do you know that I could train you to open up your adrenal gland? Do you ever have that rage where you just go, and then you could pick some guy up twice your weight and throw him, just jack him on the ground? You could only do that with adrenal energy. There's not enough muscle energy or tendon strength in order to do that type of thing, and only your adrenals could do that for you. So a lot of times when you're in the third or fifth round, you know what I mean? And some fool across him, it looks like he just, you know, like somebody came and, you know, and shot him up with something. He has learned to tap into his adrenal energy. And when there's a guy like that, like so pounding on the ground in the fifth, you know, round, you're going, come on, bring it. There's something psychological that you go, oh, dang, you know, who is this guy? I want you guys to be like that. You know what I mean? So be energetic, and then with proper sleep, the tart cherry concentrate, the combination of the two is going to, you know, drop your cortisol levels, really, you know, right? You know what I mean? Smother out that DHT, and then keep this beautiful hair that I know you love, all the girls love in the pictures, I saw that. And you know, so that's where we're going to start with, okay? Making sure that you got a strong foundation to move forward with, and then we're going to build up the muscles, okay? Now, I don't know if you know, but spirulina was studied in Scandinavia to be the number one sports nutritional supplement, but nobody makes any money promoting that. And so all these other companies, they have all these supposedly this and that and this and that. Nothing is better than spirulina, and it's the key to the power shake. The next ingredient in the power shake is rice bran solubles, and next week's guest on this show is going to show us scientifically how rice bran solubles actually makes your muscles what they call a ballooning effect. It makes your muscles have that round, pumped up look that's sort of intimidating when you get in the ring looking at somebody else. You know what I mean? So without adding weight, you look bigger, more intimidating, and he's going to show us why the fat content of rice bran solubles has a hormonal effect on the body, and it's the only thing scientifically proven to make your muscles bigger than they were naturally meant to be. And he'll explain what that means, but it actually can help your muscles get bigger without it being unhealthy. And that's the key for you guys, is to have more strength. So the combination of the master aminos, obviously, which we know about, but within the power shake itself, you've got rice bran solubles and you've got spirulina. And I don't know if you realize that activated barley was the food of gladiators. Literally the food that gladiators would eat before they fought all day. So imagine if you had five fights in a row. Unless you've had five fights in a row? Tell us about that. We got it here.
Oh, I was in college. A buddy was like, hey, don't try to wrestle. He's like, let's just go try this fighting thing. They give me a ticket to go to Costa Rica. And then I go there. It's like this gym, worn-out gym. Yeah, and it's like, we slept in the kitchen. It was just like this seedy situation. I ended up fighting three guys in 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it was three fights in 6 hours.
How many rounds?
Unlimited. It was like Real Heroes. It was like Valley
Tour. Oh, so many fights. What was that?
Yeah, it was pretty much like you fought until someone couldn't continue or they were passed out.
Wow.
That literally is like the same thing with the gladiators. You realize that they fought until somebody couldn't fight anymore because they were dead. And then you had to fight another person who had beaten somebody until they couldn't fight anymore. So the fights got tougher. You know what I mean? The third fight's tougher than the first fight, probably.
Yeah. But for me, I personally like that because it's the closest thing to actual combat, I think. But what sucks is how much damage you take, how much punishment you take, and there's really no longevity in fighting like that. But it was an experience to be had. It was tough. It was like a cement pit with like a little cardboard thing and then cork board over that. So that's what we fought on. And then there's people like passing out. They saw what was going on. They threw up left. This one guy lost an ear. This other guy like just blacked out from just pure fear.
Now the reason I wanted him to give the gruesome details of that is because we're preparing these men to go into that type of battle. And they have to be that 1% difference. So that's going to bring us to our next product called Revivadol. Revivadol, again, the cover of Reader's Digest touted the end to aging of the brain has been discovered. Dr. Bruce Ames discovered a way to literally scrub the receptor sites of our brains and dramatically impact the rate at which a message goes from our brain to our fingertips, from our brain to our toes. Now, nobody knows how important it is for that message to get to your hand, which may block a hit, or your foot, which may deliver a blow that could save your life, that could literally save you from taking a severe punishment. And so I just want to tell you that when I'm talking to these gentlemen about these products, it may not sound like they're applicable in your life, but do you know how many times taking Revivadol has made me feel safer when I'm driving at night and my reaction time is amazing and I don't need a cup of coffee because I just took a couple of Revivadol and 10 ounces of water and my brain was suddenly locked in like a fighter needs to be locked in or a baseball hitter needs to be locked in waiting for that pitch coming at 100 miles an hour? And so I want to ask you guys, have either of you experience what I call a Revivadol moment where you've taken Revivadol and then noticed a difference, or have you not gotten there yet? I'm going to go to my left over here.
I've been taking all the energy packs. and it's been feeling really, really good.
Okay.
I train there every day, and I could feel myself getting, my cardio getting better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it actually does feel your timing, and you actually keep things coming at you now.
That's right. It's almost a little bit like slow motion, like boop, 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 right? Yep.
And it's catching, you see the punches coming at you, and they're going 100 miles an hour.
Because you got a pretty face, man. We want to
see
that.
Oh, man.
So now I want to ask for some credentials here, because these are guys who, I mean, these guys have been through it. So what was your biggest fight, biggest fight you won and biggest fight you lost, if you've lost? I don't know your record.
I lost game notice, and it was like, and I thought I won, but they gave it to me on a split decision. And then my biggest fight was against a guy named Brandon Tierney. You know, we fought for 5 rounds, man, and it was one of the most bloody. No, I ended up PKO'd him in the last 30 seconds left of the 5th round. It was crazy. But it was awesome. It was a good feeling. That one was one of the coolest fights.
Cool. And what's in the future for you?
I fight October 11th in the city of Khorasan in Russia.
Wow. So that's October 11th?
Yes. I fly October 4th from L.A., and I'll be in Russia the 5th. And I'll be fighting on the net.
Okay, we're going to be able to watch that closed circuit on TV. It's only
internet. Yeah,
this is on Russia. So we're going to get that on our Facebook page, everybody. And I'm going to have the right numbers this time, by the way.
And I will wear premium products all over.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, now I got the same question going over here to my right. First of all, biggest fight that you may have lost and the biggest fight that you've won.
I've actually fought 4 title fights. And one was in Canada, and I fought a Canadian guy that was in the UFC, went all 5 rounds, and I lost a split decision in his town.
Wow.
That was a tough, tough fight. Like, it was like a rock.
Those Canadians, eh?
It was a good fight. Like, I watched it and I still get goosebumps. That's probably the toughest
fight
I lost. Because I know how much how much went into that fight for both people. And that was the biggest loss. The biggest, one of the best wins I have is against former UFC guy, Brennan White, who fought Chuck Liddell. And I beat him like 30 to 26 on all the cards.
Wow.
And just dominated him. Like, I've had a lot of good fights like that. I have like two world titles right now, so good, man. I have good problems.
Well, we're Imperium people are very, very proud just to know that we could be a small part of, you know, what you guys are doing, and more proud that, like, you've rejected, you know, the easy path. The easy path is to find some guy, you know the guys I'm talking about, with the needles and with the pills and with the masking agents and with the stories, you know. And, you know, I could look, and I know guys myself, they've used those things, and then they come to me and they say, you know, I'm over it. I'm ready to do it this way. And I welcome them the same as anybody. So if you're out there and you're wondering whether you can really achieve with natural products, I want you to look at that awesome product for athletes, and from everything from recharging your adrenal glands to improving your endurance, improving your strength, pumping up your muscles, making your hands faster, I mean, recovery, sleep. We have got a way of dealing with sports nutrition that is a lot more than taking a protein powder. It's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than taking some performance enhancer or brain booster, because those things, quite honestly, I've never seen one in the industry that meets our promise with no binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, additives, or coloring agents. These guys, I'm looking at right here. I've got a Ferrari to my left and a Maserati to my right. And when you're a mechanic fixing that type of quality car, you don't dare put bad stuff in it. The fuel's got to be perfect. The fuel, the oil, everything, every single, you know, filter and every single valve, you know, cover has to be so high test, so high strength. Because the weakest part of these gentlemen is the part that's going to be exposed by their opponent. And so I want to turn the mic over to them. We've got a few more minutes in the call. We've got about 10 or 15 more minutes. So I'm going to have them, if they have any questions or comments. And then I want to, you know, continue to talk about the awesome product for athletes. specifically from the standpoint of, you know, a champion. Not that I've got to my left and to my right. So, who, any of you have a question for me or, a comment?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. Like, you have an enzyme product and a probiotic product. Those are two things I really like to use. How you implement those with a high protein type diet, or like even a fighter diet, because there comes to the week where we don't really eat as much, we don't have as much. How do you cycle those things through?
Okay, here's the thing. That's a great question. Remember that our enzymes are highly proteolytic, which is a fancy name for meaning they break up and eliminate protein that, like, let's say you eat a high protein diet. Well, only 44 to 45% of that protein is digested efficiently by your body. The rest could be a really nasty byproduct. So our enzymes are really great at breaking up and eliminating sort of the protein waste, if you would. Our probiotics are amazing at helping restore sort of the digestive ability so that when you're eliminating waste in your body, that it doesn't get recycled back into your body in what's called toxemia. That's when, like, the waste, the toxins that should leave your body somehow get reabsorbed by your body. So our enzymes and our probiotics are actually something that it surprises me that you mentioned them, but when you put it in perspective, it's actually a really good question, because if you have a high protein diet, and because of the Master Aminos, I'm hoping to reduce that for you, but for many fighters who over their lifetime have consumed a massive amount of protein, I would be really going on an enzyme probiotic regimen for a minimum of a month or two, and you'll find that your joint pain is going to go away dramatically. Your kidneys are going to be cleansed and flushed out, so your flexibility is going to be much better. And everything that you eat, you're going to benefit greater from, because your digestion is going to be improved significantly. And by the way, do you know why I put the enzyme probiotics sort of using them together? Is because kids who have allergies to food or to environmental things, 2 to 3 days on those two products, and they're so good at gobbling up and getting rid of anything that doesn't belong in your body that your allergies go away too. And how many times you go to a new city and all of a sudden you don't like what you're breathing or what was in the room that you're sleeping in, you get clogged up. The last thing you need is to be congested in your nasal passages when you're trying to pull some guy over, right?
It happens all the time when you travel, because you take long flights. Sometimes, like, to Russia, I had to go to Japan, Korea, so it's like, those things are beneficial, because you're breathing, everybody's recycled air. You get to a new city, all the smog in your room. Some countries, they let you smoke in your room, so you're breathing, like, fifth-hand smoke into your room.
Yeah, that took awesome 3 days ago. Now, remember, everybody listening, before you go on a plane, you take the coconut oil. We'll get you some coconut oil. You take a swab, and you're going to put it in your nostril, and then you're going to hold it in your mouth for 5 minutes, gargle with it. It's going to coat all of your mucous membrane. You're going to put some in your ears. That's going to stop all the viruses as you're breathing, as you're inhaling through your nose. It's actually going to stop 90+% of the viruses from entering your body, and coconut oil stops viruses. Like, it's, you know, it stops them from being able to multiply, so it won't let you get sick. So coconut oil, before you go on the plane, you know, when you're in that crazy hotel room, now I know it sounds weird, but just swab it in your nose, gargle with some warm water with coconut oil, put some in your ears. It'll be amazing at helping you keep from getting sick, okay? A second question, yeah?
That'd be good, that's true. A lot of problems, I think, too. A lot of supplement companies try to force you to have a lot of things, which is stressing your liver, stressing your kidney, just stress. So how do you get everything centered for, like, a proper weight cut to be, like, beneficial for just that 1 to 2 weeks? We both have to cut quite a bit of weight.
Okay, remember that coconut oil helps you to lose any excess fat you have. It's the fat that burns fat, okay? When they tried to feed coconut oil to cows to fatten them up, they got too skinny. They couldn't even sell them because they didn't have enough fat in them to make them tasty. So coconut oil can help you drop fat pretty quickly. Then you're going to double and triple the amount of power shake you're taking, and you're just not going to eat. Aminos and power shake, I don't care how many aminos, I don't care if it's 45 a day, I don't care if it's 10 power shakes a day, you're going to live on that, and you're going to watch your waist just go, I mean, it's going to blow your mind, and your abs are going to get stronger, because your flexibility is going to be so much greater. They're not really going to get stronger, they're going to feel stronger, because that flexibility increased. So, I'm telling you, I don't care if you have to take 10 power shakes a day and 45 aminos, if you could live for 3 days on that, a couple of tablespoons of coconut oil, just eat them, you're going to make your weight, and you're going to be, you're going to feel ripped as hell. Excuse me, ripped as heck. So we got a few more minutes. I got, again, our man, our right over here to my left, our late arrival. Looks like you got about 10 minutes, man. You have some questions or comments, anything you want to share, advice you want to give to some of our aspiring, you know, athletes or fighters, anything.
I do believe that the minutes do help when you're training weight, because that's the first thing my trainer gave me was, that's all you believe was a minute.
Yeah.
And to believe it or not, like, I had no energy before. Like, I'll be cutting 10 pounds, 13 pounds in 1 day, you know what I mean? Because we're taking fights on a short notice. And that's all he was giving me, and that kept me going. I think, and I stand behind the aminos. Those are amazing. I love aminos.
Now I'm going to teach you a trick, okay? 10 aminos and 3 astaxanthin, okay? And astaxanthin is clinically proven that after you've burned glycogen, instead of creating lactic acid, it creates more glycogen. So it is literally like you get twice as much energy as you would have gotten before out of glucose. It's like, it's almost if you had a double burner on your exhaust and all the like remnants of the exhaust that were still burnable would come back up and burn again, but they would burn just as good as the first burn. That's what astaxanthin does. It like gives you double use of your glucose. It's phenomenal and clinically proven to do so. So I want you to start mixing astaxanthin when you take your aminos. And here's what we call the Master Amino Challenge. And everybody listening on the radio, remember this. Every athlete knows their 2 exhaustion reps of something. I don't care if it's how many push-ups they can do to exhaustion or how many times they can lift 220 pounds to exhaustion. You all have some number that you know is your max, right? The very first time that you take 10 aminos and 3 astaxanthin, you'll improve your 2 exhaustion max by 25 to 40% the very first time. The very first time. And you guys still get to experience this because you haven't done it yet. Oh, you have done it. Say it again.
We've done the 10 aminos.
But not the 3 astaxanthin.
Yeah, we haven't done those.
Okay, so that's sort of like building a fire, you know, but you haven't put the kindling in it. So we're going to put the kindling in, that's the astaxanthin, and I want you to, again, we're going to get you set up with everything I'm talking about tonight. It's just up to you guys to kind of let that
go. I'm excited. Like I said, I've been sponsored by other companies and done stuff with other people, and there's so many drawbacks because there's so much filler, unnatural stuff, not really clean, or you get the bloating in your stomach or the lethargic feeling. For sure, when I use Power Shake and the aminos, I feel light. It's just like a clean feeling. It's like if you were burning raw oil versus clean, just propane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually like black smoke versus white smoke.
Yeah, it's just clean. Yeah. You feel good. Like, you're not hungry. You feel like you should be. Like, it's hard to explain. Like, you just got experience when you take them both and do a training session. Because now, like, even the guys in the gym are telling me, before I got there, I was, like, tight. I was sluggish. Cardio wasn't that good. Now, picking people up with one hand, going long rounds, like, on the whole class with a high output. And the biggest switch that I made was just switching to Purium product. And really, like, that's, you know, I've been eating a lot cleaner because of the product. It's hard to explain. Like, as soon as I started using the product, I wanted better food versus using the typical bodybuilder stuff and supplements like that. And I was craving, like, beef all the time, and like, I eat that now. And I'm like, I look forward to salad. So, like, man, I want a salad. I want some celery. Or after training, I'll have, like, a another power shake with a love protein, and I'll have like a raw puree and just pour it in. Great.
Wow. You got to remember, I mean, the little knowledge you got just a few more minutes, but I want you to give us the down and dirty of what are the people who don't care about their bodies, who don't care about their futures, who don't care about rules and regulations and laws of the fight game. I mean, because you're going up against guys who are, like, loading up, right? I mean, am I exaggerating a little bit? So would you give me the dark side of the fight game a little bit? Do you mind?
Yeah, I mean, the dark side will be, you know, you'll feel the difference. You know, I've gone and trained with fighters where I just whoop their butt. And then I don't see them for like 2 weeks. And then they walk in, they have no neck, they're just on school status, they're just like a monster. I'm just like, oh, shoot. You know, so you kind of always tell who's on what, you know what I mean? And I mean, but always if you stay good to yourself and you keep training hard, you know, I mean, that's one thing our trainer does, it pushes us to the level of just pushing us. Hard work always pays off. And we always will beat this. You know, I mean, I've been guys that were on the best stuff that they said they were on, and I knew the person that was doing it to them. And in the end, I ended up beating them. You know, so it really didn't even help. You know what I mean? It was just more of, you know I mean? A lot of it, people use it for, it's mental. You know what I mean? Like I said, 95% of the fight games on the night is mental. 5% is physical. You know what I mean? So if you're mentally tough, you know what I mean? You'll be okay. I mean, it's all tough, I guess. Mentally tough.
So what do you think if I came down to the gym when all the fighters were there, we took them through the 12 steps of like kind of building an athlete nutritionally, like we do with the Awesome Products for Athletes, right? Do you think that the guys be interested in hearing about that stuff?
Yeah, I know the guys do. Because the thing is, most people go off example. You can tell them anything, anytime, and they'll take it with a grain of salt. But when they see it, especially before and after, they believe it. There's nothing else to be said. And people know that we use Purium products, and Connor and Coach does. And he's 44 and still beating everybody up in the gym. And this is the only of the proof is in the pudding. I know they would like it.
Well, so here's what I got to thank you guys for. You see, I go around, there used to be a time in my life, remember I told you I used to talk to people about cancer, right? So, like, I'd go in a room with 100 women, and I'd look at them, I'd say, I got some bad news for you. Like, 60 of you are going to die from a heart attack, and 30 of you are going to die from cancer. And the ones that you have, that are left of you, that's like, you're like, wow, you're a real buzzkill, you know? I'm like, who invited you, right? So now I get to go out there, and I go, and all you have to do to avoid these diseases is to eat this lifestyle, right? To nourish yourselves properly and to detox your body properly, and you can avoid these diseases. So now I get to stand up in front of a group of 100 women and say, who wants to be young and sexy forever? And every hand goes up. You know what I mean? And what you guys are helping me prove is that the same foods that are going to help prostate cancer, you know what I mean, or not gain so much weight that he doesn't feel good about himself, the same foods that are going to fuel you championship athletes are going to save some weekend warrior or some couch potato's life. And you be the guys to inspire them to start taking a green drink or start taking some tart cherry. And just like he said, once you feel that, once you could, you know what I mean? You know, it's almost like I went to a Baptist church and I felt so good. If I lived in Chicago, I would have gone there every week. You know what I mean? Because once I felt how good it felt to feel that good, I wanted more of it. You know what I mean? And that's not a comment on religion or anything. It was a comment on what it's like to feel good and empowered, you know? And this food makes you feel good and empowered, and you want more of it, right?
Like, you just feel clean, and you want to be active. You just want to do stuff. Like, sitting around, boring. You just want to do stuff. Like, hey, man, let's go for a hike. Let's go for a run. Like, I'm at the beach more now than I have been in the last year.
What's next for you before we go?
Most likely fighting in Russia, like, after him. No, after him.
Right? Well, awesome. Well, listen, we are very blessed to have had these champions with us tonight, this call, but I want you guys to show, like Owen, I want you to thank them, give our